The soybean checkoff continues to deliver returns to U.S. soybean farmers, according to a recent study by Cornell University. South Dakota soybean farmer Tim Ostrom, a director with the United Soybean Board, reports exports of U.S. soybeans have grown 18%, boosting international sales 1.8 billion bushels over the 5 years in the study. In addition, demand for U.S. soy has risen 9% domestically, equating to 1 billion additional bushels of soy utilized here at home.
With all the oncoming crush that we've got, Mitchell plant is one of the new plants that is coming on board here. They're hoping to take soybeans this fall, and that's exciting too. And so with all that analysis being completed, they found out that we're getting about $12.30 return for every dollar invested in the checkoff.
Ostrom explains the soybean checkoff is working to create demand and return for farmers by maximizing the impact of every checkoff dollar invested. Beyond growing markets for food and feed, finding new industrial uses, delivering value for animal agriculture, or disseminating production research to grow a more resilient soybean, Ostrom says the real takeaway from this study is economic value. Altogether, soy checkoff-funded initiatives at the national and state level supported nearly 31,000 jobs, added $2.6 billion in labor income, contributed $5.9 billion in total value, and increased the U.S. gross domestic product by $9.8 billion. Find the details at unitedsoybean.org. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.